Hello, this is Ronan Sayburn, Master Sommelier and Director of Wine for Hotel de Van. So a lot of people will say to me about screw caps versus cork, which is better? Why are they different? Screw caps are pretty much the norm now. They've been around for a long time. I remember 10 years ago when people were getting screw cap wines and everyone was complaining, saying, oh, it's a sign of inferior wine. And really, it was kind of, I suppose it was Australia and New Zealand were the ones that were pioneering the use of screw caps. And that's because, really, with cork, it's a natural product and it's kind of prone to infection. So you get wines that get infected by a chemical which is naturally occurring in cork called TCA or trichloroanisole. And this tends to give wines a slightly musky, slightly dirty kind of character. Smells always to me like the inside of a walnut shell, and it's not very pleasant. In its worst form, it really stinks. In its lightest form, it kind of just flavour strips the wine a little bit and takes away a lot of the complexities and the nuances that you get from good quality wine. So this is the main reason why a lot of winemakers decided to go screw cap. There's various different things that you need to do differently with your wine when you're producing wine that's put under screw cap. But generally, you have to make better wine. You have to make cleaner wine, less sulphur. There's such a demand on the cork industry to produce a huge amount of corks that what happened is that they were starting to use slightly inferior corks. So they were taking bark from the cork tree, which was either too close to the ground or was too close to the centre of the tree and was susceptible to this TCA infection. So really the best thing that's happened with the advance of screw caps and the popularity of screw caps is that the cork industry is now producing much better corks. So it means that the wines that you'd still buy with a cork in it should be pretty much okay. So it means that the wines that you're buying nowadays that are under cork will probably be better quality cork than they were 5 years ago. So that's the best thing I think that screw caps have done over the last few years, if they've really kind of released up that pressure on the cork industry. So the cork industry is making better wines, and the style of wines that you get under screw cap are usually the sort of young, quite fresh, quite clean, sort of easy drinking wines that you would want to drink quite soon. From a sommelier's point of view, I've never had anyone question the quality of a wine that comes under screw cap and whether screw cap or whether cork is better. They're both good for different reasons. So in general, if you see a wine under screw cap, don't think that it's an inferior wine. Usually screw caps are a sign of quite sort of innovative, quite sort of serious, quite high technological winemaking. So screw caps are pretty much a good thing. I think there's certain areas in the world, certain wine regions that will always stay devoted to cork. You know, your Grand Cru Bordeaux, top quality Burgundies, maybe places like top quality Californian wines from Napa Valley. But in general, most of the time, when you see screw caps, don't be scared of them. They're pretty good things. So this is Ronan Sayburn, Master Sommelier, saying enjoy your wines and look out for more podcasts like this one on hoteldevan.com.